Yeah. George Meany on 9-2.
Hello? George?
Hello?
I'm sitting here with the speaker and Carl Albert, and we are in trouble. The boys are giving us hell and moving in on us, and we're going to murder people on both sides. And I just, I got to tell them they're going to have their hearing tomorrow. They want to put it off till next week, but Vance Hartke is messing up the middle of it now. He says TWA wants to settle a nice big settlement, and we're afraid that the thing's going to blow and break. We don't want a law, but at the same time, we don't want a settlement that wrecks the whole country. The Steel's already moved in with us on the ground that this is, we're giving labor everything. We won't touch them. We put them in a baby buggy and protect them, and if they're going to do that for them, well, then they got to get theirs while they can get it. So I told John, I got old Joe Byrne, he's got a lot to solve here, and I told him to get a hold of you and get C. Miller back in this town, and I mean today or tonight, because we're hurting, and Carl Albert's going to get run over, and I don't want Speaker thrown out because he can't hold things, and I can't hold them. I've held them for 30 days, and I just can't do it.
Well, C. Miller's getting his people in and his local people in there, and they'll be in there beginning Sunday, and we're going to go to work on them, on them people when they come in. I got a hold of him this afternoon. I don't see how we can do it any faster.
All right. Well, do you think we might wrap up something then Sunday night, so if we could get a Monday stay, that's the earliest we could expect.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'll have to get a hold of him just as soon as I get in tomorrow.
All right. When are you coming?
I'll be in there tomorrow afternoon sometime.
All right. Give me a ring then, will you? All right.
Ready?